Ethnic violence in Africa and in the Middle East. This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. Thousands of people in the Nigerian city of Jos have fled their homes for shelter in military barracks after Muslim and Christian gangs attacked each other in a weekend of bloody riots. They used guns, clubs, and machetes and left streets littered with corpses. Authorities are reporting 70 people dead, although the actual toll may turn out to be much higher. NPR's Ivan Watson joins us on the line from Jos, where I take it, Ivan, that even your trip into the city was pretty violent.
Yeah, the atmosphere here is still very tense, Lisa. It's the end of the third day of fighting between the armed mobs of Muslims and Christians. We can still hear intermittent gunfire this evening. The soldiers are trying to enforce a 12-hour curfew tonight. They've succeeded in restoring calm in parts of the town, even though there was a fresh round of revenge killings this morning. But we've seen some heavy-handed methods that may add another lethal dimension to the violence. At one intersection on the ride in today, there was an altercation that I witnessed between civilians and soldiers that led to the shooting of a civilian man and woman. Shortly afterwards, an enraged crowd attacked a vehicle carrying two army men. The soldiers drove a short distance away, stepped down from their car, and opened fire on the mob. Driving in, the road is littered with burned corpses, dozens of wrecked cars. It seems one of the ways these mobs worked was to just stop cars, pull the drivers out, set them on fire, and set the cars on fire. Officials estimate between 50 and 70 people killed. Given the extent of the destruction, we think the number of dead could be in the hundreds.
Why are the estimates coming in so low?
There is a cycle of revenge killings that happens when we get these ethnic and religious conflicts here in Nigeria. And if you publish figures, authorities think it's likely to prolong the fighting.
Ivan, what started this off? What happened?
This one stemmed from one ethnic group of mostly Muslim Hausa speakers were appointed a position in government. Other locals here from another Christian animist ethnic group, they were angry. Our man should be in there. These people are outsiders. They're settlers in our town. And then several days of angry talking and local politicians riling up the locals, and all it takes is a little event to set this off.
So what are people saying? Do they just expect the fighting to go on indefinitely?
Well, people are praying for peace here, saying perhaps tomorrow with the police and military here, things could help. There's a report, according to the Reuters news agency, that a former head of state was sent in on a presidential plane Saturday night to try to broker some kind of peace agreement between the warring groups. We haven't gotten any details on the results of those talks. But there's one fact here. Passions are very high, and folks that I've spoken to from Jos, living here, they say, you know, if my neighbor is killed, especially in front of my eyes, my heart will be hurting. I will want vengeance. I will want revenge. So this is an example of just how tense and how excited and agitated the population is here.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Jos, Nigeria. Thank you, Ivan.
Thank you, Lisa.